prepare for your meditation as usual. And to begin with, I'd like for you to just to have a think about how when you look outside of yourself, how much of you exists out there. All the things that you see, do they help define who you are? The sounds you hear, the things that you touch, do any of these define you? The things that you own, your car, your house, do these help decide who you are? Yet the mind comes out through the physical senses. It paints pictures of the world outside of you and actually creates a sense of you that exists in that world. This you is your ego. It is nothing more than a construct of your mind, no more real than the illusion a projector assembles from transparent plastic. For this exercise, let us try and make the leap between the constructed ego and our real nature that is our heart. Let's begin by analyzing this idea a little more. Gently repeat to yourself, who am I? Who am I? Am I defined by the things that I see? Who am I? Am I defined by the sounds that I hear, by the fragrances that I smell? Who am I? The answer should obviously be a resounding no. So then firmly and calmly go through the process of rejecting the egoic construct of you. The real me is not outside of me. The real me is not even the things that I do. The real me is not outside of me. The real me is not even the things that I do. I am not the body. I am not the body. I am not the body. Try consciously to let go of all of your body consciousness, your attachment to the way you look, the food you eat, your age, etc. I am not the body. I am not the body. I am not the body. The real me is not even defined by the thoughts constructed by these things. I am not the mind. I am not the mind. I am not the mind. And let go of superficial and even finally all thought. Then gently repeat to yourself, I am my soul. I am my heart and my soul. I am my soul. I am my soul. And allow yourself to be intuitively guided to the real center of your own existence, a place beyond all the egoic constructions and free from all material, physical, or emotional attachments. I am the soul. I am the soul. Let your heart guide you to yourself. A silent place within that is the window to the kingdom of heaven that's within us all. Try to consciously stop allowing the mind to flow outwards and direct it inwards. Ask your mind to entertain the idea that inside is your real self. Ask it not to travel outside, but to journey within to find the real you. I am the soul. 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 this will take much practice, as you might imagine, as we have all become very accomplished at the egoic construction of us. Now we have to become experts in the heart construction, the spiritual construction of us. Rejoice and realize that heaven is here now.